Minute presents Double or Nothing. Yes, just three little words, Double or Nothing, the thrilling quiz show with a $100 question presented by Phenamint, the modern chewing gum laxative. And here is the man on the asking end of the $100 question, your paymaster of ceremony, John Lee King.
Thank you, folks, and thank you, Fred Troll. Tonight's distinguished array of contestants includes a fighting sergeant from that very famous Battle of Bastogne in France. Remember where our boys were surrounded and they fought on all those days? Also a Royal Air Force pilot, a Navy wave, a Wren from the British Navy, and others. And now, Fred, who is our first contestant?
Here is a flight lieutenant from the British Royal Air Force, veteran of 72 missions as a pilot of the Liberator bomber, John Reed King, meet flight lieutenant Bob Young.
Hiya, Bob. Good to see you, sir.
Good to meet you.
Thank you. You just stand good and close to that. That's right. I'm a real New York bomber. Where are you from again?
London, England.
London, England. I want to welcome you. What type of... you fly a Liberator, is it?
Yes, fly a Liberator.
I see. Are you married?
Single, no.
Really? How do you like the American girls, Bob?
Quite a lot.
That's quite a lot in a few words. How does New York strike you, may I ask?
Oh, it's a great place. I like it very much indeed. But you can't compare it to London. New York's the best place, I think, that I've come across for a long time.
Well, that's great energy, Bob.
New York goes up and London goes out miles.
I see. It sort of spreads out and New York goes up
and down. New York goes up, London goes all over the place.
Well, I'm glad you found time when you were going all over the place to come over and see us in Double or Nothing. Have you ever been on the radio before?
No, never before.
You do like it now that you're on it?
Oh, yes. Quite good.
Quite good, eh? It's trembling a little, but... No, you're not, Bob. I don't want you to because I want you to feel welcome at Double or Nothing. I want to ask you, first of all, our Phenomen Double or Nothing Grand Slam question, which is one question we ask all the contestants, and the nearest correct answer given by anybody on the show tonight wins an extra prize. The question is, how many pounds of coffee did the average American consume last year? And I can tell you, they were drinking a little bit more coffee than we used to drink a couple of years ago. What would you say? I guess at home you drink tea mostly, don't you?
Yes, there's no coffee at all. It's not at all over there.
Really?
Very
well, what would you say about us over here, then?
What's the amount of coffee drunk?
Yeah, how many pounds?
Oh, I'd say about 22.
About 22, all right. We'll put that down for you. Now, in Double or Nothing, we ask you five questions, each worth $5. If you miss on any of those, you sit down with the money you've won up to that point.
Yes.
But if you get all five right, we ask you if you want to try to double your money, not once but twice, Double or Nothing, for the big $100 cash prize. You get the idea?
Yes, I've got the idea.
Now all you need is $100.
$100, yes.
What will you do with $100 if you win it, Bob?
Have a good time in New York.
You will be?
Oh, yes.
Take any presents home to folks?
Yes, I should think so.
What would you take home if you'd like to take home?
Well, I don't know. I haven't thought about it yet.
I haven't thought about it. You want to win the 100 first. All right.
100 first, yes.
All right. Our Phenomen Double or Nothing session for you has to do with kings. For instance, for $5, what king was known as the Waltz King?
Strauss.
Strauss and also Wayne King on the radio. But both answers are right. As far as we're concerned, you have $5. Now, you see how easy it is? Yes, he folds up the bill and puts it in his pocket. Now, no, don't. Bob, for another Phenomen 5, what is the family name of King George the VI?
Windsor.
Windsor is right. Good for you. $10. Yes. All right. Let me give you the 10 and he gives back the 5. All right. You have 10 for another Phenomen 5. King George the VI has 2 children. Can you name either one of them? Both daughters, of course.
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth and Margaret Rose. Good for you. $15. That's all right, Bob. For another Phenomen 5, to which one of the French kings was Marie Antoinette married? Was she married to Louis the 14th? Louis the 15th or Louis the 16th? Bob scratches his head. Shall I repeat the question?
Yes.
Sounds kind of sad about that. Here's the question again, Bob. For the next Phenomen 5, to which one of the French kings was Marie Antoinette married? Louis the 14th, 15th, or 16th?
It's a bit hard. I have an idea she wasn't married at all.
No, no, we won't count you out on that, though. She actually was married to one of those three.
They're 16.
Who gave that dirty look? 16th is right, yes! Good for you, again, and good for you. You have $20. I'm so glad. Well, Bob, for another Phenomen 5, England had 3 kings in 1 year, George the 5th, Edward the 8th, and George the 6th. Within 1 year, either way, what year was that?
38.
No, I'm sorry, it was in 36. It was in 36, but you have $20, which we want you to hold on to. Stick around and see who wins the grand final question. Thank you, Bob. See you.
A United States Navy nurse is our next Double or Nothing contestant, and from Kansas, too. John Reed King, meet Lieutenant J.G. Thunder.
Good. Pardon me, would you step out to my girl? She's not a nurse.
Oh, she's not a nurse. She's a wave.
She's a wave.
Well, I want to wave to you again.
I do.
Lieutenant Saunders, that was my mistake there.
I haven't heard, but I'm
in the hospital calling the name. Oh, you're... Yeah. Kansas City. Oh, I see. Oh, I didn't get that. What part of Kansas are you from?
Kansas City.
Kansas City. Good for you. Well, that's rough. Are you married?
No.
What is your first name?
Marjorie.
May I call you Marjorie?
Sure.
What nickname do you think?
Marge.
Marge? Ever call you Peggy?
No. I'm too big for that.
Hey, you're not big. How tall are you, by the way?
Well, with my shoes on, I'm
about
6 months. Unfortunately, I
can't
wear that
much shoes. No, not this weather. Yeah. I see. And how much do you weigh? No. No, I won't ask you that.
I can't tell that. Only God and the Navy knows that.
I see. All right. When were you home to Kansas City last? Right.
About 4 months ago.
4 months ago. I hope the folks are listening in tonight. I know you're going to do them proud, aren't you?
I don't know. I feel like
we're
making fools
out
of
you. Let me feel the money once more. No, you won't. No, just feel it. That's all. Yeah, she's bigger than me. I better be careful. Marge, our Phenomen Double or Nothing Grand Slam question for the extra prize. How many pounds of coffee did the average American consume last year? What is the answer? What's the official answer on this?
Oh, I'd say that's 16.
16 pounds, all right. Now, our Phenomen Double or Nothing session for you calls on you to finish the quotation.
Did you say family or person?
Person. Thank you very much. All right, we can go on. We're going to ask you to finish quotations. We're going to call it quote and unquote. For instance, for the first Phenomen Five, it's got Paul Rowan here. Can you finish this one? A penny saved.
Is a penny earned?
Sure, and she grabbed the five. Good. All right, now there's a penny saved, a penny. All right. Now, do you have a dime bank?
No.
Mark, how much money have you saved in your life so far?
Oh, I don't really know. I should say not counting my life insurance, around $2,400.
Glad to know you. That's good work. He's a good girl to know. Now, for another Phenomen Five here, complete this. Time and tide.
Wait for no man.
You're absolutely right. I want to tell you not to be fat, but it's hard to get the idea of it. All right, for another Phenomen Five, the hand that rocks the cradle.
Rules
world. Well, sure it does. $15. For another Phenomen Five, handsome is.
As handsome does.
Why, sure. Good. He's going right through here. Here's $20, and there you have $20. Now, for another Phenomen Five, complete this saying, nothing is certain in this world, but...
Death and taxes.
Sure is right. There we are. $25. You said taxes. You didn't say taxis, did you?
No, I see.
She'd have been right on the other two. All right, you have $25 from Phenomen, the modern chewing gum laxative. Will you look for that needle in the haystack, or do you think a miss is as good as a mile? Will you sit down, or do you want to try to double your money, double or nothing, into the Phenomen 50? What would you like to do, Lieutenant Saunders?
Well, you
suggest. Well, I... Huh? What do you think? The Navy boys down in the front door are trying to you. You like to try to double it. All right. For the Phenomen 50, a burned child...
Dead to fire.
You're absolutely right, ma'am. A burned child, dead to fire. $50. Good. Now, let me ask you, before you go, you have the Phenomen 50. Will that be all, or would you like to risk it once more, double or nothing, fine, for the $100? Well, the Navy guys won't beat you up. What would you like to do? Huh?
I didn't invest anything, so I might as well try.
You'd like to try, all right. I'm sorry that this happens to be a very, very difficult quotation, but here it is. I'm sorry, this is really too bad. For $100, all the critters...
Oh, it's not gold.
Oh, yes, it is. Now, here's Fred D. Cole with some words of wisdom on how to be good to yourself.
Thank you, John Reed King. Friends, when you're feeling miserable or in need of a laxative, don't punish yourself with harsh, old-fashioned, hurry-up medicine. Instead, join the millions who turn to Phenomen, the modern chewing gum laxative. Thanks to Phenomen, you'll feel fine.
Why, mint-flavored, candy-coated Phenomen tastes so good that even children take it gladly when it's needed. And what's even more important, Phenomen is as gentle as it is effective. Its famous medicine works best because you chew it.
And here is the scientific reason why. As you know, chewing your food helps it do the most for you. And Phenomen works on a similar principle. Chewing Phenomen readies its fine medicine to give the greatest benefit, lets it enter the digestive system gently, gradually. So say goodbye to harsh, disagreeable medicine. Get delicious Phenomen from your druggist right away. And next time, any time you're miserably out of sorts because a laxative is needed, make it Phenomen. You'll feel fine.
Thank you, Fred. And now who's our next contestant?
Recently discharged from the United States Army Signal Corps, here is ex-private William Alexander.
Give him a hand, that's the idea. Glad to have you. How are you doing? Right close to my home. Where is your home, please?
Toledo, Ohio.
Toledo, Ohio, sure. I understand you're just out of the Army and medical discharge, sir?
That's it.
What do you miss most about the fact that you're not in the Army anymore?
Well, that's 5:30 in the morning business, I guess.
You miss getting up early.
Yes,
we can fix that. I'll get you an alarm clock.
Okay.
All right, let me ask you a Phenomen Double or Nothing Grand Slam question for the extra prize. How many pounds of coffee did the average American consume last year, sir?
Yes, about 30.
30, all right. Our Pinkman Double or Nothing session for you is musical. Our Double or Nothing orchestra, led by Andy Sinella, have found a number of tunes that mention months and seasons. We'll play the tunes, you tell us the seasons or the months. For instance, for the first Pinkman 5, what season in this one, Andy? I get the microphone, please.
Harvest Moon.
Harvest Moon, so it'll be the fall season. Good, $5. What is your favorite season, may I ask?
I like the summer.
You like the summer best, so take a lie out there and really relax and enjoy it, all right? Well, now, Andy picks up his clarinet, and here we go for another Cinnamon Farm. What season in this one? Summertime is right. Yes, sir. Good. $10, Mr. Alexander. For another Cinnamon Farm, what season is in this tune? $20 for another Phenom in 5. Maybe we'll spring again. All right. What is the season in this song, Andy? Would you like to play the first part again? All right, Andy stop the boy, we'll start from the top again, the first part of the song. We will be a little bit late next year. Yes, sir. That's the spring going. $25 is yours for Cinnamon. The modern chewing gum laxative. Do you want to stop there or do you want to try to double your money into the Cinnamon 50, Mr. Alexander?
Let's try to double.
All right. Here we go. What season is next year in this tune? What's that?
June and January.
June and January. Yes, sir. $50 is yours. Ready to have the Cinnamon 50? Will you stop now, or will you go on once more and risk your money applying for the big 100? Maybe say hit it again, Donnell.
Yeah, hit it again.
You want to try, all right? What season of the year is in this tune?
Indian summer.
Indian summer, yes, sir. $100, you are. Thank you.
Well, Joe, I need a book to describe this fellow. On furlough after 22 months in the front line, our next Double or Nothing contestant is a scout section sergeant. He set some sort of a record with 156 patrols behind German lines. Wearer of 3 Purple Hearts, 5 campaign stars for Italy, D-Day, France, Belgium, and Germany, the presidential citation with Oakley Cluster, the Silver Star twice, the Bronze Star twice, and the Distinguished Service Cross and Combat Infantry Badge. One of the real heroes of the defiant American stand at Bastogne, where the word nut went down in history as the American version of a reply to all Nazis. John Lee King meets Sergeant Harry Moran from Brooklyn, USA.
Thanks a lot.
The sergeant heard Lieutenant Timoney, the Army nurse, on Double or Nothing last week, and he happened to know her, so he got in touch with her, and that's how he's here tonight. Where did you meet Lieutenant Timoney, Sergeant? In Brooklyn?
No, I didn't meet Lieutenant Timoney at Brooklyn. I met her at an Angel Beach. He nursed me while I was in the hospital.
Oh, I see. Well, now, isn't that... I'm glad you got around. He'd meet us anyway. Well,
no, my.
Sort of a reunion in America, then, in that case. I understand that you were the first outfit to enter Germany, too, weren't you?
That's right, sir.
On the West Wall. How did the German civilians strike you?
Well, I don't know if he could put on the air, but I didn't like him, that's about it.
How did it feel in that Battle of Estonia there to be surrounded by Germans all the way through there in those long days that you fellas fought on there?
Well, like General McAuliffe said, we just wanted to do our duty as soldiers, and it's better to dig in and die fighting than die get shot in the back.
I see. Well, I'm glad you're back here to be with us. Let's give him another hand. How's that? That's right. Sergeant? I want to ask you right now, I'll see him in trouble. Are you married, by the way?
No, I'm not.
Are you engaged?
No, I'm not.
No, here you go. How old are you?
23.
You're 23, I see. All right. Our Cinnamon Double or Nothing Grand Slam question for the extra prize. How many pounds of coffee did the average American consume last year? Incidentally, this includes all service people, too.
About 33.
About 33 pounds, all right. Our Cinnamon Double or Nothing session for you, causing you to tell us in what city of the USA famous buildings or monuments are.
For instance, for the first one, it's a very easy one, especially when you're from Brooklyn. For the first Phenomen 5, erupted is the Empire State Building.
New York City.
New York, of course. Good. All right. By the way, what is your favorite city?
New York.
New York, all right. For another Phenomen 5, in what city is the famous Independence Hall?
Philadelphia,
yes. $10, Sergeant, good. Now, for another Phenomen 5, in what city is the well-known Bunker Hill Monument?
I can see that.
Ooh, what am I saying? What is it?
Massachusetts.
What city, though, in Massachusetts?
I believe it's Boston.
I believe you're right. Yes, you have. 15. Have you ever kissed a girl in Boston, Sergeant?
No, I never got that far.
I see. All right. Now, for another Freedom in 5, in what city is the renowned Merchandise Mart building located? We've been out there to do our broadcast out there already. Do you know where
Chicago.
In Chicago it is, yes, sir. You have $20. Let me give you $2.10 right there. For another Phenomen 5, in what city, this is a tough one, in what city is Fitzsimmons General Hospital, one of the largest and finest army hospitals in the country? Incidentally, we've not only broadcast from this city, in view of the Rocky Mountains, but we have had the pleasure of visiting and entertaining the boys at Fitzsimmons. I guess you fellas out there remember. Please, no hints from anybody here. It's one of the important rail centers of the West. They have a mint there. You'll have $5 more if you get the right city. What city is it?
I believe it might be Cleveland.
No, take one more guess, though. It's inside of the Rocky Mountains, sort of over there. It's one of the rail centers of the West. And we always give a second guess here. And the important one, they have a mint there.
Denver?
Denver, yes! Good for you. You are, Sergeant. You have $25 from Phenomen, the modern chewing gum laxity. Will that be enough for you? Or will you look around for cities, for some buildings, while risking your money trying for the Phenomen 50, double enough? What would I do, sir?
I risk my life a lot. I might as well risk a couple of dollars.
You risk your life off, you'll risk a couple of dollars. Good. In what U.S. city is the Corcoran Art Gallery? It's down that way away. Over that way, yes. The big city, they have a lot of buildings there. It's not New York. The Corcoran Art Gallery. Very famous, the building, and it's down there in the... Shh! Oh, your wife's name is Eleanor! Gentlemen, down there, city's wife's name is Eleanor! Isn't that fine? Yeah, but you must have talked to your wife during the show. Yeah, and they have a little dog down the city, too.
Oh, Washington!
If you've seen them in 50, will that be all, or will you risk your money again and try for whatever that
was? Not again.
Try again, all right. Oh, this is really a tough one. If you think those last ones... No, don't give me the money yet. You might get it. You might get it. It's pretty hard, Sergeant. In what U.S. city is the Library of Congress?
Washington.
Sure, Sergeant. Sure. $100 is yours. Good for you, and thank you very much.
And comes now a rent from the British Navy from Newport... England, it looks like to me. Here, I can't read my own writing. But it's England anyway. John Reed King meets Second Officer Marianne Alger.
Right, there we are. I'll get right over here.
Is that the Newport Mom, Mr. Yes.
Oh, right.
You were right. How do you do, and how long have you been in the Navy, in the British Navy?
Just over 4 years.
Oh, 4 years. Is this your first visit over here?
Yes.
Well, I'm glad you're over here. How do you like the American men?
Oh, I like
them. Thank you very much. Very lovely lady. Miss Alger, our Phenomen Double or Nothing Grand Slam question for the extra prize. How many pounds of coffee did the average American consume last year? What would you say? A little closer to the microphone.
About
25 pounds. We'll put that down for you. Our Phenomen Double or Nothing session for you is what we call a round-the-world spelling bee. Are you a good speller?
No, I'm not.
What did you major in school?
What is your favorite subject?
Math.
Well,
I'm
sorry.
Pretty much I am.
All right, for the first Phenomen 5, how do you spell Alaska? Wait, I'll ask you. I mean, I'll ask
you.
Close to my teeth. What?
L-S-K-A.
You're right. Good for you. $5. All right. For another Phenomen 5, how do you spell the country Nicaragua? South American country. How about
Nicaragua.
Nicaragua.
I could spell Nicaragua.
I think you do. I don't think anybody else.
N-I-C-A-R-A-G-U-S.
Yes, good for you. Good. All right, now, how do you spell Uruguay, also in South America? Uruguay. No, not you, Wellington. Uruguay.
Wait a minute.
No, you had it right the first time.
U-R-U.
That's
G. U.
Don't change anything now. Go on from there.
But what did I get?
You have you. You are you.
You
G. U.
A. Y.
Yes. Good. $15. For another freedom in five, how do you spell the capital of the Philippines, Manila?
M.
Close the microphone, please.
M-A-N-I-L-A?
You're right! Yes, ma'am. Good. $20. For another freedom in five, how do you spell Dutch Guiana in South America?
G-U-T-C-H.
Yes.
G-U-I-N-A?
Yes! $25. You have 25 from Cinnamon. Will you stop with that, or do you want to try to double it? Double or nothing.
Oh,
huh? You'll double it. All right.
Yes, yes.
How do you spell Afghanistan?
A-F-G-A-N-I-S-T-A-N.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. I really didn't that time. I'm sorry. I really didn't hear that.
A-F-G-A-N-I-S-T-A-N.
You're right. Yes. Good for you. You want to stop with that, or do you want to go on and try to double it into the $100? What will it be? Double or nothing? You try to double it? Very hard question. How do you spell New York?
No.
How do you spell New York? Yes, that's fair.
N-E-W-Y-O-R-K.
Oh, sure! $100. Now, while we're checking the answers to the Grand Slam question, here's Fred B. Cole with not one, not two, but five correct answers.
Yes, there are the five right answers to the question, why do millions turn to Phenamint when a laxative is needed? First, Phenamint tastes so good that children as well as grown-ups take it gladly when it's needed. And Phenamint is convenient to take. There's nothing to measure or mix. No bottle, no glass, no spoon. Phenamint is gentle, yet dependably effective. Phenamint is economical. It comes in five money-saving package sizes. And fifth, and most important, you chew delicious Phenamint like gum. And its famous medicine is most effective because you chew it.
Yes, when you're miserably upset and feeling only half alive for need of a laxative, Phenamint is a wonderfully pleasant way to feel fine again. No wonder millions turn to Phenamint.
Get delicious Phenamint the very next time you're at the drugstore, so you'll have it when it's needed. Take exactly as directed on the package. Remember the name, Phenamint. Phenamint, the tasty chewing gum laxative that helps millions feel fine.
And now time for the answer to our Phenamint Double or Nothing Grand Slam question for the extra prize we asked all the contestants. How many pounds of coffee did the average American consume last year? The correct reply, the average American consumed 18 pounds of coffee last year. The nearest correct answer given by the wave from Kansas City, Lieutenant Margaret Saunders. Good for her, and back to the microphone. Margie, yes. Margie, you step right up there and say what we're going to do. We're going to give you 1 minute, and Phenamint will pay you $5 apiece for every country in South, not Central, but in South America that you can name in the 1 minute. Ready? Get set? Go!
Uruguay, Paraguay, Bolivia, Brazil, Argentina.
Five so far.
Chile?
Yes, it is, isn't it? Oh, yeah, six. Yes, six.
Ain't that all, isn't it?
No, there's some more. Please don't help me.
Venezuela, did I mention it?
No, you didn't, ma'am. That is seven so far. You've got... Anyway, please, no help.
I don't know anymore.
You know, oh, come on, now, think now.
Honestly, I've got so much money now, I'm ashamed of myself.
Well, you've got $100, you won fair and square, now you've got $35 more, and you got about 10 more seconds to think of a couple more countries for $5 more down in South America.
Did I say Bolivia?
Yes, ma'am, you did.
I did, didn't I?
Yeah. Got seven so far, and the time is running down here.
Yeah, I think you better put your arm down. You get tired.
No! Think of some more countries. Can you?
No.
I'm sorry, the time is up, but you did get $35, and let me give it to you right away. There we are, $35. Good for you. And so we finish another Double or Nothing session with an all-star lineup of contestants going directly from the $100 question they really did find. Listen in again next week and match wits with the contestants. And until then, this is John Lee King saying good night and thanks for listening. Have you heard about chews? Chewing gum chews is a modern way to lose those acid indigestion blues.
C-H-O-O-Z spells chews. Chews hits acid indigestion three ways. One, chews gives you the amazing new antacid that actually absorbs that distressing excess stomach acid. Avoids the uncomfortable after effects of certain old-style remedies. Two, chews gives you two other medicinal ingredients doctors often prescribe for quick, long-lasting relief from the distress of acid indigestion. Three, chews stimulates the natural digestive fluids of the mouth by chewing. And what's more, chews taste as good as your favorite gum.
So don't let acid indigestion get you down. Chew tasty chews. That's C-H-O-O-Z, chews. Only 10 cents at your druggist. This is Mutual.
Sign of the 45,000 mobile gas and mobile oil dealers throughout the United States and Canada who bring you information, please. Wake up, America. Time to stump the experts. You know, any of you who want to stump our experts, just send your questions to Information, Please, Radio City, New York 20, New York. If we use your question, mobile gas and mobile oil will send you $10 in war stamps and a copy of the Britannica World Atlas. If we muff your question, you get a $100 war bond and a set of the Encyclopedia Britannica. If the experts miss all three parts, you get a $500 war bond instead of the regular $100 bond. Information, Please, is presented under the supervision of Dan Golenpaul. And now, our master of ceremonies, Clifton Fadiman.
Our two anchormen, John Kieran and Franklin P. Adams, welcome as their guests. First, our old friend, the novelist and critic, Christopher Morley. And second, the new commissioner of the New York Athletic Commission, Lieutenant Colonel Edward Egan. Among other things, Mr. Morley and Colonel Egan have...